please. Next application is case number 11853, the application of Caroline Carroll. It's a request seeking variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks and referencing section 115-42B of the Sussex County Code. Property is located on the north side of Clover Lane, approximately 415 feet west of Oak Meadows Drive. The 911 address is 27556 Clover Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map ID is District 234, map 29, parcel 170. On this application, they're requesting a 7.9-foot variance from the 30-foot required front yard setback for an existing deck. They're requesting a side yard variance of 4 feet from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing porch. Let's see here. There's no zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and one mayor return. The board granted a variance for this property for a 2-foot, 7-inch variance from the 10-foot side yard setback was Board of Adjustment case number 4848 back in 1992. That was based on a sketch, not a survey, and I believe it's the same porch, but the setbacks weren't appropriately designated on that sketch. So they're basically applying for a variance to correct it based on the survey. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynn. Can you be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dan Carroll, 17 Longwood Drive, Chatsworth.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And just make sure when you step up, if you can state your name.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Dan Carroll. I'm representing my mother, Caroline Carroll. This is my brother, Martin. She's living in an assisted living place in Pennsylvania now. We brought her up to Pennsylvania. We came down tonight from Pennsylvania to represent her. We're in the process of trying to sell the house.
Okay.
And we came upon these variance issues when the survey was done, so.
Okay.
We're looking for some help from you guys.
Okay.
There's a criteria for variance there. Could you go over that for the
sure.
For the board?
For question one is this is already existing far over for 24 years. There is no uniqueness of the property. My mother had asked my father to build a porch, and that's basically what Dad did. The second question cannot otherwise be developed. We have no idea why it was placed where it was, but my father was issued a CO back in 92 for the side property. Answer number three, not created by us. It was done by my father over 25 years ago. Had no idea why he did what he did. It's just what we came into. See, neither one of us were, and any of us were not aware of any of these discrepancies in the property. We're primarily from Pennsylvania. My parents moved down like 25, 30 years ago. So we weren't even aware of these things until we went to sell the house for my mother. Number four, it's been like this for 25 years and doesn't change the character of the neighborhood. We haven't had any complaints from any of the neighbors in regards to the side porch or the front porch had been that since the house was built. And number five, minimum variance, least amount necessary to approve by the county. If there's any questions.
Okay, I'm not going to start with the, you haven't started with you anymore. Mr. Bradley?
Yeah, you're saying that the side yard had a variance, right? And that was based on, I believe the secretary said that It was based on a drawing. So you got a variance based on a drawing, not a survey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
And then the front yard, if I understand that correctly, is based on what it is today. You don't know what happened there.
As far as I know, that the house was built and the porch was is a part of the front door. And it had always been like that since he built it.
Okay.
Didn't realize it was an issue, to be honest with you.
So now you really found out that the front deck is in encroachment, too, now?
Correct.
Okay, when you got a survey. All right, no other questions.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Mills? You have that?
No, but it looking at the previous approved variance, Mr. Calloway, it appears that you and I have heard over 7,000 cases and 60% of all the cases before this board.
And we sure have. That's just young, doesn't it?
Well, makes me young. I have no questions.
All right, thank you.
No questions.
We lost them on.
7,000 cases? Mm-hmm. That was before I was born.
It was.
Yeah.
Man, sure, man. I should take a break.
I've got a couple questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, go ahead then. Go ahead.
Is the edge of paving match the front property line, do you know, or is there kind of a gap between?
No, there's no gap. The blacktop goes all the way up. It goes from blacktop to concrete up to the blacktop to state property.
Okay. Property. And that deck's been there since the house was built?
Yes.
And I think from the pictures I saw, there were some sliding doors, so that was kind of the way to access that?
Yeah.
Okay. And has that deck been expanded, or has it been the same size the whole
same
time?
Same size.
Same size.
Same thing with the porch?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I'm under short.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you could entertain a, you know, obviously we see if anybody's here for or against, but.
If you just entertain a motion, I would be able to take a recess then.
Well, he's stepped aside. There's no reason you couldn't vote for. Four on this one, too.
Okay. We could do that then. All right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's been obviously inherited a problem, if you will. And that makes it unique in that in order to continue with the property as it is, I think it's necessary to enable continued reasonable use of that property. Obviously, it wasn't created by them, but someone before them. We didn't hear testimony to alter the sense or character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 11,853.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,853. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Arthur?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,853 is approved.
Thank you,
I'm going to take a 10-minute recess, please.
Okay.